This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Oh, what an hour of radio you got ahead for you, kids. We got Brandon Graham coming up in 1 second. Then we have, I'm dropping this big bomb. This is a big, big information bomb.
All right.
On the game on Saturday night. No one's got this yet, Al. I got it.
All right.
And then we got Reed Dittiger in studio to take an early look at what we're going to say.
Nice.
But on the line right now, the Brandon Graham call-in, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable, never looks so good. Ladies and gentlemen, our hero, Brandon Graham. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning.
Oh, Brandon, 4 days before the game. Just describe what you're feeling right now.
Let me put this work in so
okay.
I can be ready for Saturday.
All right, but you're an emotional guy. What are you feeling? What are you feeling right now?
Really, you know what? What I'm feeling is I don't care what we did before. It's all about what we do now. And today is the day. It's the start of it, and we got 4 days. 4 days to make sure we prepare, because you know they ain't gonna lay down for us, and we for sure better put our best foot effort. I mean, best foot forward like we did last time, and make sure that we, you know, just make sure that we take care of business. So, man, my biggest thing to the team is just be us and make sure that you don't take no days lightly.
Right, good advice. There were 6 playoff games over the past 3 days, Brandon. How many did you watch?
All of them. I watched all of them. I was in game mode, man. It felt good to see the difference from a regular season game to, you know, you got to have it. And, you know, you see how these teams, you know, you got to go all the way through the game.
Were you rooting for the Cowboys last night?
Man, you already know. You know that answer, man.
No, you want another shot at them, right, Brandon?
I mean, definitely, I can see that in our future, you know what I'm saying? But we got to take care of business this week. You know, that's the thing. We can't look past. But I still, you know, was watching the game. They played good last night. I got to take my hats off to them. They played good. You know, we got to make sure we play better.
All right. Let's talk about when you're watching the Giants beat the Vikings. What kind of problems does Daniel Jones cause because he can throw and run? What's that like?
I think he got that confidence, you know. At quarterback, you got to be confident, and he's not scared to, you know, test the waters with running in, you know, what they call them, Danny Dimes, dropping them dimes. So, you know, I think that, yeah, man, we got to make sure that we get after him, hit him a little bit. You know, Minnesota, they hit him a couple times, but they didn't get to him as much as you know that you need to get to a quarterback to kind of get him off his spot. But, yeah, I think that, man, for us, we got to make sure we just take care of our game plan, carry out our game plan on what we do, and trust the guys in the back, and we got to trust each other.
Brandon, I got to ask you more about that. I've heard that so many times over the years. So you're early in the game, and you get a clean shot at the quarterback, and you hit him good. Can you tell after that he's playing the game differently?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, Them boys taking hits. You know, sometimes you might hit him in a place where you didn't know that you hurt him, and he don't want to show that he hurt, but you know he felt it because of how he got what we call it getting bounced. That's why people don't get – they get penalized for the weight that you get pushed on, because you do you know, hurt them guys. I mean, you see a lot of what Jalen got, what happened with him. You know, he got bounced. That's what we call where somebody jumped on him, made a tackle, and, you know, his whole body landed on you. You kind of get – you bounce off the ground a little bit. You know, and that young dude can't take a toll on you.
Brandon, you have played a lot of playoff games. How different is it from the regular season?
man. It's so different because everything matters. I mean, it all matters during the season, but it's even more amplified now. I mean, when you see a team, though, like the Chargers, who had 5 turnovers and still lose a game, man, it's just like, you got to make sure you take full advantage of those opportunities when you get them. Like, you know what I'm saying? And they got them early. They got them turnovers early, but they got to make sure you finish the game in these playoff games because, man, even Doug came back, and you seen how that game went. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you just got to have that belief, and you got to trust each other in the whole situation.
Well, I got to ask you about Doug because I was thrilled at what happened. That comeback was unbelievable. You played for him. Were you happy for him, Brandon? What were you feeling when you saw him come back?
I was happy for him, man, because, you know, I love Doug, love everything that he brought to Philly. Of course, you know, we always going to root for our individual guys, especially guys that we, you know, mess with. And, you know, Doug was one of them, man, because Doug was cool. He always was real. I mean, you see how even keeled he was even after they won. You know what I'm saying? He's always the same guy. So, man, I can root for somebody like that always.
All right, I got a dilemma. I need your help on this. The game before yours is Doug Peterson versus Andy Reid. Who should I root for? Which former Eagles coach should I root for, Brandon? You've played for both.
You know what? You're old head, so go ahead and go Andy Reid.
don't do that. Come on, you met Doug, right, Brandon?
No, I like both of them. I'm just saying, you know, you've been around for a long time, and Andy Reid was here for a long haul for you. With you, ups and downs, I'm sure, of you going at them and then giving them praise a little bit, then going at them when they didn't win the Super Bowl.
No, but it was all downs, Brandon. There were no ups. It was all downs.
well, I got to go with Doug then since you had one year. He gave you a year.
Thank you. You talked me into it. Brandon, let's talk about the fans and how they can help your team on Saturday night. They also feel the extra excitement of a playoff game. What does it mean to you guys on the field when the fans are into the game really loud?
Man, it just gives us that atmosphere that we accustomed to knowing, you know, in the playoffs. Because, man, it's a spirit. It's a spirit that you feel. It's a pulse that you feel in that game, man. It's going to be a point in that game where we making plays and they going crazy and you can just tell that, you know, everybody's firing high. And, man, we're going to need all that energy. I'm excited to be able to, you know, host home games at in the playoffs in Philly. And, man, we're going to make sure we defend it.
I just got one last thing, Brandon. It's a hard question to ask, but I got to ask you because you've been here 13 years and you've given us everything you could possibly give to this city. When you go onto the field knowing that your contract is up at the end of the year, do you ever look around and wonder if this might be your last game as an Eagle?
You know what? I'm so focused on what we're going to do this year. I'm just trying to finish the deal, and then we'll worry about it. I ain't, you know, it crossed my mind in the beginning of the season, but now that we're in it, man, I really just be just like, man, let me take care of this business, and then we can talk afterwards.
Makes sense. Brandon, you know we're all pulling for you. One guy I can count on in a big moment is Brandon Graham. Brandon, thank you for doing this, and good luck Saturday night.
Appreciate you. Let's go.
The great Brandon Graham. He sounds ready, Al.
Yep.
He watched every game all the way through. And, you know, he's not intimidated. You could hear how he's ready.
No, they got a better team. He knows it.
He's done this a long time.
Yeah.
Imagine
he's fresh,
13
too.
Years.
He's fresh.
He is fresh. Yep. That's a big deal,
it's
right,
a
Jonesy?
It's a major deal.
Not playing for 2 weeks, right? That
you
helps
earn that bye, and that's the reason. If you look at the Giants, they just played Sunday night. This is a major benefit for the Eagles. They are healthy. They are ready to go, and the Giants season will end.
They played.
Do you know that the most comfort I have received since the weekend were the comments this morning by Keith Jones?
Right.
Jonesy's confidence. His absolute confidence. Rhea's giving me the finger right now. Rhea, all due respect, you never played. He's
all
a player.
All due respect for 2 days, I've been telling you to stop being afraid.
But this guy here, he was in the wars.
Yeah.
He was hitting bodies at stop.
Yeah.
Right, Jonesy?
I don't remember.
That's right. Why.
I think that's very good.
Who did I pick for this weekend?
Yeah.
All right, let me get a call in. I'm going to drop this bomb in a second now.
All right,
and you're all going to be really, really excited. This gave me as much confidence as Jonesy has this morning.
Should we alert the media?
I would.
Okay.
He's got the whole team following.
Somebody call it. Somebody call Rhea.
I would alert the Philadelphia media to be ready for the bomb I will drop the game on Saturday night.
Okay.
But John from Philly's up now. Let's hear what he's got. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How we doing?
We are nervous. I'm nervous, John, but I'm excited. I can't wait. I wish it was now.
Listen, there's no reason to be nervous. I mean, you look at this game that the Giants played against Minnesota on Sunday, and you kind of compare that to a carnival mirror. Like, Minnesota's not that good. Their defense was ranked 31st. They gave up almost as many points. The point differential was almost even, and yet they were 13-4. So, I mean, they look good, but you got to compare. They look good against a defense that's terrible. I mean, I'm not worried about this. I think we match up well against the Giants. I think our secondary can shut them down. I think with the addition of Sue and Joseph, we can stuff the run. Yeah, I really don't think there's any reason to be nervous in this game.
All right, you like Jonesy, you think this will be a fairly easy victory?
Yes, I do think it's going to be an easy victory.
All right, sounds good, John. It sounds like you're the kind of guy that if we put in the stands, you would be very vocal. What is the word to describe your emotions 4 days before the game?
Unruffled.
Unruffled, Al. Put that down. Al's the judge because he feels no emotion ever. Ugh. Joe's on the line. Are you going to dispute that?
What?
That you feel no emotion?
I don't really care.
That just proved it.
He doesn't care to dispute it.
It just proved it.
That's Al.
He is apathy impersonated.
I always argue with my cousin over who could care less.
Who won?
It was a tie.
He doesn't care. Joe's on the line from Clayton. Hi, Joe.
Angelo, relax. This is going to be okay.
I got a lot on the line. I could be unemployed in 2 weeks.
Angelo, I want you to project to the future. You riding down Broad Street on a float, a WIP float, okay?
Oh, we're spending money now.
No, I got to tell you, I'm practicing my wave right now, Joe.
That's nice.
Okay. I've been practicing this.
That's on both sides of the street.
I'm waving to all the people that they've already told me.
We did it.
No, Joe, when I get past the art museum, they're going to keep driving into the Delaware River.
Those are duck boats.
Is that the Schuylkill?
That's the Schuylkill.
Into the Schuylkill River, and the last thing you'll hear from me is glub, glub, glub.
Yeah. Angelo, what I want you to do is my word. Okay?
All right, what's your word, Joe?
Believe.
Believe. Oh, wow, that's a good word.
He's feeling some doubt in you.
Joe, I like the word believe. Was it hard for you to come up? You really believe, don't you, Joe?
I really believe. This is it. This is it. We have the best team. You got to understand facts. I'm not going to argue with you, debate you, or even give you an opinion.
Okay.
Here are the facts. We have a top five offense. We have a top five defense. We have the executive of the year, and we have the MVP quarterback.
Wow.
The stars are lined up.
You do believe, Joe, and I love your attitude. You are my 100. Favorite caller so far today, Joe. We're going to take your word. Stay right there. By the way, if you didn't know, Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie are coming in.
Okay.
And I just saw his name pop up on the board. I will ask Joe and John the futures of Eagle Shirley, Will of God, Butch from Manayunk, and all the other regulars, because ultimately they will decide if they want those people calling in on a regular basis the way they have here. Mm-hmm. Jason from the Dirty 30 out, pep talks before big games. Mm-hmm. Is that era ending?
Mm-hmm.
It is?
Yeah. They can go on your podcast about TV.
No, if I were you, I'd give them your phone number.
We're not doing guests on our TV thing. It's Rhea and I.
Why don't you bring them over every Saturday for a yard sale?
No, I'm not doing a yard sale. I'm not doing it. Al?
I'd come over for that.
No.
You might see me again after a couple weeks.
No, on the way home yesterday, Gail said, how many of the people that you're a part of will you be a part of when you're retired?
Yeah.
And I went through the list. I said, I will still be in regular communication with my close friend, Rhea.
I expect that.
Yeah. I will be talking a lot to Wechter.
Yeah, no.
Because he's got a great memory, and he's going to give me things that I forgot when I'm writing this memoir.
Oh, you're going to write a book.
That's true. Yep. Yeah, he will help you.
Al, I'm not sure I'll be talking to Al much.
All right.
And Jonesy, I don't think I'll ever see Jonesy again.
No, well, you watch hockey. You'll see him.
I don't watch hockey.
Well, then you'll never
see
him.
You can talk through Al to me, but do not talk directly to me.
You can go Sundays to the Bedazzle St. John there with Shirley every Sunday.
No, it's Beloved St. John.
Beloved.
It's not Bedazzled.
And I'll be honest with you. Shirley has my number. I may have more communication with a caller than I do with my co-host of 31 years.
Yeah. You'll be doing your own show from home over the phone.
I'm not doing
with
that.
Your regulars.
Yeah. 8 o'clock, I'll start taking phone calls on a Monday
They're
morning.
They're not going to know where to call after you leave.
They're going to call me at home?
Yes.
I'm going to be paid nothing and talking to them on my couch?
I'm going to record a gimme one for you that you can play whenever they call you at home. Yep. Gimme one.
You and Butch and Sea Isle with a metal detector.
Why didn't I just stay then? At least they're paying me now.
Gimme one. Yeah, there's nothing left, Bill.
215-592-9490. If we come back, I am dropping. All right, it's 8:24 right now. Ava's here. Ava, give us a final readout. Question number one and question number two.
All right, brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Looking to buy or lease a new Silverado? Armin Chevy is your Silverado truck headquarters. Find your roads at arminchevy.com. What worries you the most about the Giants-Eagles playoff game on Saturday night? 46% hurts his health.
All right, let's go to a new question.
Who needs to retire as soon as possible? Tom Brady, Jason Peters, Al Michaels, Jerry Jones, and Jonesy's pointing at you.
Jonesy's pointing at me. I have not a choice here. It's already been done. I have already announced my retirement.
Oh, you're leaving?
I would like you to hear something, Al. Al Michaels is just getting annihilated for his performance.
He should be.
Was it bad?
That was an awful broadcast.
Awful.
I thought it was a preseason game.
Yeah. It was
Tony
bad.
Dungy was brutal, too. It was a terrible broadcast.
And a lot of people have been trolling him on the internet, including our own Joe Wechter.
Oh, no.
Joe Wechter, producer, recalled the greatest moment of Al Michaels' career, the miracle on ice. And then he used some creative editing to include Al's more recent work. Let's listen.
Here we go. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game.
But there's a flag down. There's a flag down as everybody's running out onto the field. But there's a penalty marker.
Oh, my God.
That is awful. Right?
Al, he got crushed. He was awful.
It was terrible.
Yeah. And then he got mad when they asked him about it, and he called it internet compost, which is poop.
Yeah,
that was the producer's last game, right?
Oh,
Fred
man.
Deli. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I now am going to – this will be such interesting information.
Mm-hmm.
It would not shock me if it changes the odds in Vegas. Ladies and gentlemen. As you know, I monitor this stuff more closely than any talk show host in America.
Or should.
Because I once had a communication with Mr. Tim Donaghy, the crooked NBA writer.
He was on our show.
And he told us that leagues control outcomes by who they assign as officials to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, the head referee, Saturday night, here at Lincoln Financial Field.
Mm-hmm.
Is Mr. Cleet Blakeman.
Yay.
Cleet Blakeman has done 14 Eagles games in the past.
Okay.
What's his record?
The record the Eagles have when Blakeman is officiating, 13-1.
Nice.
Ha, 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 ha. I'm not done.
Well,
Al.
Another week.
Cleet Blakeman did a very recent Eagles game. Do you know who they faced?
The Giants.
The Giants.
Where was the game played?
Meadowlands, 48-22.
Yeah, when they stopped trying.
Do you want to know what game got the fewest penalties on the Eagles this year?
That game.
2 penalties, grand total, 9 yards.
Ooh.
Load up.
Al, the significance of the information I just gave.
It's interesting.
Who do we play the next week?
Jonesy.
It's the best.
No, you got to let this. You got to let this sink in. All right? This is a league saying, we're going to put Cleet Blakeman on that game. They know the records.
Yes, they do.
They understand the records.
Yes.
When the Giants up in the Meadowlands found out Cleet Blakeman was doing a game, the very same guy that presided over the complete annihilation of the Giants in their lowest moment of the season, they were not pleased.
Correct.
When the word hit the Novacare complex here, high fives.
Cartwheels.
High five.
High five.
High five. Rhea, the significance.
Brilliant work by you.
All right,
the line just moved, Ange.
Did it move?
Yeah.
Because I know when I said it, I was moving
a
little.
Yeah, but see, Ange, here's the problem.
It moved me a bit.
Me too.
He called the fewest penalties, right?
Yes.
Well, now what's the thing that you went off on yesterday? Expand it, review?
Yep. Oh, but
Mike,
can they do that? No, but they only do it when there is a penalty
call.
So
there is a penalty. Okay.
So they're not going to call a penalty that a flag wasn't down
on. There'd be a shock. Something bad would happen. They'd call down from New York.
No,
I could see that happening.
Rhea, they picked the official with the Eagles' best winning percentage. That is more than interesting. It is fascinating. And it indicates to me, Al, that Roger Goodell needs more of Jalen Hurts.
Well, I like Jalen with the Tony the Tiger, man. He's doing a good ad.
No, I'm on something.
I know. I'm into something interesting.
No, well, don't.
Now, that's emotion.
Can I say?
You wanted emotion from him. We got it.
You want to know the best thing about retiring?
Yes.
I won't be dealing with that jackass anymore.
None of us will. Well, I'm stuck with him.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you're still stuck with him.
He's gone for 5 more years.
Randy's.
Roger get in trouble? Did he flip off the crowd last night before the game?
Roger Goodell?
Yeah.
Roger Goodell flipped off the crowd?
Where was it?
I think it was in Minnesota, but I wasn't sure it was
him
because he was so far. Somebody was yelling at him?
Somebody yelled something at him.
Roger Goodell flipped off
the I don't know if he flipped
him
up, but he did something.
Well, could you find out before you give it?
I'll ask Tony the Tiger.
He could not have done that.
Jackass. Randy's on the line. I'm not going to miss out. I'm just saying that. Randy's here. Hi, Randy.
Let's go, Birds.
Randy, the guy doing the game the Eagles are 13-1 with. How great is that?
It's going to be greater when it's 14-1, baby.
Yep.
Oh, now I'm pretty sure of it. What are you feeling right now, Randy?
I'm feeling, you know what I'm feeling, man?
Right.
I am feeling.
What the hell's wrong with
He's doing something.
What are you doing, Randy?
What's
are you doing there?
Down there, Randy?
I'm not sure I want you to describe what you're doing when you say you're feeling something.
I had it the whole time. I've been on hold for 2 hours, damn it.
All right. Well, Randy, just tell me something. What are you doing at 8:15 on Saturday?
I'll be at the game.
You're going to win the tickets?
I'm going to win a ticket.
He's working.
All right. You're working out. Randy, give me your word.
Not my word? Oh, my God. I can't believe I forgot it.
I can.
Oh, my God.
Randy, just call back. It's about a two-hour wait right now. You'll get right on.
I heard the first 30 seconds of his call. I'm not surprised.
No, I got to tell you something. No one's called in today with this. I need you to give me somebody listening right now has a conflict at 8:15 on Saturday.
Yes.
You guys
have a
hockey game.
I will be watching the Eagles game on my iPad doing the Flyers game.
I will not leave the airwaves this morning until I have heard somebody who has a wedding to go to, who has a sports banquet, who is going to see Conklin.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
You'll be waiting a while for that call.
I want to talk to somebody who is dealing here with a serious conflict. What if you have a church choir you sing in and they're meeting at 7:30?
You have laryngitis.
I need to hear somebody dealing with a conflict. Now, while we're waiting for that, I would like to introduce to you a spokesman for the city of Manhattan, Al, right in New York City. His name is Christopher. Oh. He is known as the Mad Dog. Hi, Mad Dog.
Marty Angelo, how are you tonight?
All right. I'd just like to say directly to you, I've been saying it all week.
Right.
Mad Dog, your city stinks.
My city? Why don't you look at what I'm Angelo? Philly's a dump. I mean, how long have you been up in the Northeast lately? but somebody looks like somebody dropped a bomb up there.
All right, New York is full of dirt bags. They don't pick up their trash.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. Manhattan is one of the cleanest big cities in America. Everybody knows it. The new mayor's doing a tremendous job. Much better mayor than you got down there in Philly.
All right, we are not talking about politics in Philadelphia, Chris.
Jim Kelly is a disgrace. You don't want the job, Jim, and nobody wants you either. My brother Fat Mike agrees with me. Right, Mikey?
Once again, we can't hear Fat Mike. Mike. I don't know what's going on.
Lost Christopher.
All right, hold on.
Right there.
All right, Chris, what about George Santos? New York elected him, and he's a liar.
I just talked to Santos yesterday, Angelo. He said he loves your show. He lied about that, too. Forget about booing Santa Claus. Hell, you people booed the Pope when he was at top.
What do you expect? We didn't know what he was saying. He spoke another language.
Yeah, and it's still sacrilegious. Your Liberty Bell's got a big crack in it. What happened? Did somebody shoot it?
Yeah, right. There's no crime in New York, Chris.
Philly people ain't eat scrapple. Who eats food with the word crap right in the middle of it? No wonder your breath smells.
Well, you people stink from head to toe. How about that? Your whole city smells like ass.
That's right, Angelo. It's an atrocious city, Philadelphia. And you don't have to pretend you like it much longer. I get the hell out of there the day after you retire.
All right, that's it, Chris. I'm letting you go. I don't like you.
Mike approves. I do, too.
I was merely reading a script there. I did not come up on my own with the term smells like ass.
That is unreal.
That was not me. That was Conklin scripting.
I would just like to inform management I had nothing to do with the script.
Cito Conklin's comedy show. Rhea, that Conklin is going to be appearing with the same type of material.
Not with that kind of material.
On the new WIP radio show.
When's that happen?
Conklin's comedy show at the Holy Rosary Regional School.
Oh, Holy Rosary. Smells like ass.
Does not smell like ass at all.
You cannot say that
now. Take that back.
That's Conklin.
There goes that 5-year deal, Al.
Right. Al, there needs to be breathing room between those two words, please, in the future. God.
Even the pews smell good at Holy Rosemary.
Sit in your own.
It's in Plymouth meeting on February 4th. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com. All right, we are back at 8:41 in studio. The great Ray Dittinger.
Yes.
Now I know the big game is coming up, because Ray is a big game analyst, and this is very exciting. Ray, do you feel it when the big Eagles playoff game's coming up? Do you still feel it in your bones?
Oh, sure.
You do, right? It's exciting.
It's everywhere in the city. I mean, everywhere you go, people are talking about it. They're feeling it. It's a big game, and it's – you know, you're playing a division opponent for the third time this year. They're coming off a very, very impressive performance in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of questions about the Eagles, you know, about Jalen Hurts and his readiness and Lane Johnson and his readiness. This is a fascinating matchup. It really is.
All right. Let me just start with the news I just presented here, because I would like you to interpret it for me. The NFL had many good choices on who they could name for the referee crew. And they named Cleet Blakeman, a veteran referee, that the Eagles have a record of 13-1 when he is the head official.
I was aware of that.
You were aware of it?
Well, I didn't know the exact number, but I knew they tended to win when he was
there. They tend to win when he's there. What do you feel is the significance of Cleet Blakeman doing this game Saturday night?
I'd rather have a 13-1 ref than a 1-13.
All right, Al? That he's saying it was interesting.
That's what I said.
No, you said it wasn't.
No, I said I said that's interesting.
Oh, but you didn't mean it. You said it in a derogatory way.
Well, so did he, but he's nicer.
Yeah.
No, I actually it's actually
thanks for nothing. Al.
It's less. It's less about the record than it is about the quality of the official. I think he's a good official.
He's a good official, and he only called two penalties against the Eagles when they faced the Giants this year. He did the game in the Meadowlands, 48-22.
Correct.
That also makes me feel pretty good. All right, let's get to what's going on. How big, in your eyes, you, no one knows more football than you do, Ray. How big a threat are the Giants to this great Eagles season?
They are.
They are a big threat.
Yes, because they're playing their best football right now. The one thing you see about the Giants is they are a very well-coached team.
Yeah.
Brian Daboll is a really good coach. Don Martindale, the defensive coordinator, has been one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL for a long time. And, you know, one of the things about the Giants over the last number of years when they've been pretty bad is I've always thought that they've had some pretty good players, but I've never thought they were a well-coached team. And that goes back to McAdoo, Shurmur, certainly with Judge. They were always a team that would do stupid things at the wrong moments and get themselves beat. They don't do that anymore. They don't do that anymore. They don't beat themselves. Now, you can go out and pound them the way the Eagles did up at the Meadowlands and beat them on the square, but they're not going to beat themselves with stupid penalties, blown coverages. They're past that now. If you're going to beat them, you're going to have to go beat them yourself.
All right, well, this is the thing. So is that why Jones looks so much better? Because of the coaching?
Yes. 100%.
That is it, right? That is what did it.
100%.
So he was always good, but now he's got coaches that make you see how good he is.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, John Mara, the owner of the Giants, made one of the most truthful statements an NFL owner will ever make at the end of last season. He said, "We have done everything possible to screw this kid up since the day we drafted him."
Wow. Yeah.
And he is 100% right. They have. With the coaches, with the players they put around them, with the system they put in, they have. I thought that they drafted him a little high at number 6. I didn't see him quite that. But I thought he was a good quarterback that needed some development. He got none of that under the other coaching staffs. He's getting it now. And that's why I thought, wait to see what happens now when Daboll gets his hands on him. Because Daboll, he really made the difference in Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I mean, when Josh Allen came out of Wyoming, he was a very – very talented, but very raw quarterback. And Brian Daboll taught him how to play the position. And now look at Josh Allen. So I felt like you get that same kind of coaching expertise working with a kid like Danny Jones. I think he could turn into something, and you're certainly seeing it. And he played his very best game in Minnesota. That's the best game he ever played.
I was trying to figure out what scares me more about him, the way he throws the ball now or the way he runs. Because he can run powerfully, right?
Yeah.
What is a bigger weapon for him?
The fact that he can do both.
Yeah.
The fact that he can do both. And the fact that you have to play him with his ability to do both. I mean, one of the things that they showed early in that game, which was, again, a sign of really good coaching, was they came out in the first half and they ran a lot of zone read stuff where he just faked the handoff, tucked the ball, and he ran it. They ran that a lot in the first half just to make the Vikings aware of it. And then in the second half, once they had set everything up, they didn't go back to it. He just became a pure pocket passer. But the fact is, they showed you that they could do it, and then once they showed you could do it, you had to play it whether they went back to it or not.
Ray, this is a hard job I have. I just realized now because I have just been listening for the last half hour to an incredibly confident Keith Jones. Mm-hmm. Jonesy feels that this game will not be that close and that the Eagles will handle things rather easily.
I do.
Now, you've heard him voice some concerns.
Did that
build in concerns you have?
No, I don't have any concerns.
Tell Jonesy why you don't. You feel very confident. Tell Ray.
To me, the health of the Eagles is extremely important. The fact that they've had the break matters. The fact that the Eagles are the Giants are on a short week. The fact that some players were banged up for them in the game. All points to a very easy Eagles win for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it could play out that way. Because if you just look at the two teams, you look at the two rosters, in terms of how they match up, it is a good matchup for the Eagles. But what worries me is the fact that the Giants are coming off clearly their best game of the year. They played really good.
They did.
They are buying into, in a big way, what the Eagles bought into in 2017, which is this whole underdog thing. Nobody gives us any credit. You know, everybody thinks we're going to lose. Mm-hmm. We're the underdogs in every game. And as silly as that sounds, it works. It can work. And it certainly worked for the Eagles in 2017 because it helped them win a Super Bowl. And the Giants are thumping the same drum right now. There's been a lot of talk about playing a team, trying to beat a team 3 times in 1 year, how much of a problem that is. I think that part of it's a little overstated.
I mean,
if you look back in the history of it, not true. I mean, the 49ers, they had beaten Seattle twice, and they didn't seem to have a whole big deal, hard problem Saturday. And if you go back to 1970 when the leagues merged and modern football kind of became modern football, this situation, a team having won two regular season games, then having to play the team again in the playoffs, 15 of the 24 times, that team has won all three games.
See, the stats don't build in this idea that you can't win three times.
No.
They keep using this, but it's really not supported by fact.
No, history would indicate. I mean, everybody talks about that, but if you look at the numbers, it's not really true. And I think you saw with San Francisco and Seattle. You know what? Maybe one team's just that much better than the other team.
All right, since we're talking history, I'm going to ask you this, hoping you give me the answer I want. Final four. Who do you think's the final four this season in the NFL? Because we'll decide that next weekend.
Right.
Final four.
I'd be very surprised if it were anything other than Kansas City, Buffalo.
Okay.
And Philadelphia, San Francisco.
All right. However, if the Cowboys were to beat San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
how cool would it be to have Eagles, Cowboys, NFC Championship game. We're going back to Vermeil, mm-hmm. right? We're going back to Wilbert Montgomery.
Wow.
That was 80? Was that 80, 81, right?
January of 81.
January of 81. How amazing would it be? The Eagles have never faced the Cowboys since then in a game that big, right? The biggest.
Not a championship game, no.
Right? What would that mean to the two cities if the Eagles face the Cowboys, winner goes to the Super Bowl?
Brian Baldinger and I were having this very conversation about a month ago, and Brian used the perfect term. He said, if it comes down to an Eagles-Cowboys NFC Championship game, it would be epic.
Yeah. So if
I said, you know what? I think you're right. But with those two teams playing a championship game again in this city, it would be epic.
No, but really, Ray, you don't really root. I know you're an Eagle down below, but you are an analyst of the game. If the Eagles win Saturday night, are you going to root for the Cowboys to beat the Niners for that scenario? Would that not be the greatest? Ah!
It would.
It would. You got to root for the best matchup, the most fun, right? It's Eagles-Cowboys. Winner goes to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I would. I mean, to me, there's such great history in Eagles-Cowboys, and there's such great emotion. I mean, the biggest, you're playing a championship game in your home stadium. I mean, there's tremendous emotion anyway.
Yeah.
But then you throw in the fuel of the history of Eagles-Cowboys. That on top of it, that's about as good as it gets.
And here is perfect timing. My next caller represents the Cowboys, Lamont.
No.
Hi, Lamont.
Hey, good morning, Angelo. Wasn't it a good win last night, Angelo?
Hold on a minute, Lamont. How about Eagles-Cowboys NFC Championship game? Would you enjoy that, Lamont?
Angelo, I would enjoy it the most, Angelo. I tell you, I would love it. That would be the biggest draw. NFL could make the biggest money off of both teams, and that's what they want, Angelo. You know it, and I know it.
Well, you know what?
Best
okay, so let me just ask you. Do you think this is the Cowboys' year, Lamont? Is this it?
I think so, Angelo. Angelo, and I was so emotional yesterday with Gail speaking last night.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I wasn't going to call you today.
It's very emotional.
I said, I'm going to let you ride it out. Right. I was very emotional, Angelo.
I understand. See, Al, even he was shedding tears.
Yep.
Yeah, I cried, Angelo, yesterday. I listened to the whole show.
He cried, Al.
That's why he cried. He listened to the whole show.
That'll make anybody cry.
No, that will not make anyone cry. That is not what he's saying at all.
It's bad, Lamont. It's bad.
All right, so
it's going to be bad. Hey, Josie, 7.5 you going to give?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
All right, so Lamont, hold on. Yeah. Who do you think is at more risk this week, the Eagles or the Cowboys?
The Eagles. The quarterback is still hurt, Angelo.
Hey, hold on. Ray's sitting here.
Ray, do you
think the Cowboys have a better chance to beat the Niners than the Eagles have of than the Giants have of beat the Eagles? Well, who's got a tougher row, Ray Dettinger?
No, I think the Cowboys do.
The Cowboys do, Lamont. You're in trouble. It's going to be bad.
Hey, Angelo, not going to be bad, Angelo. I'm telling you. I think Hurts is more hurt than what people thinking he is.
Oh, really?
And he can't throw that ball the long way. I'm telling you, Angelo, there's going to be problems.
All right, Lamont. Listen, Lamont, would you like a chance to win these tickets?
No, not really, Angelo.
Good, because you're not. You don't
have a chance.
He knew. All right, Ray.
He knew.
He did lead me to the question. Hurts is hell. What you read, you covered sports for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What are you feeling about how much he'll be able to give on Saturday night?
That's the million-dollar question. That's
the big one.
That's I don't want to say it's the only one, but it's certainly the biggest one.
Yeah.
Because you know, everybody's been saying for the last couple of weeks, you know, what would be the best matchup for the Eagles? What would be the toughest matchup for the Eagles? And my feeling all along is it's not so much about who they're playing; it's about who they are.
Yeah.
Right now, I mean, if Hurts is healthy, and Lane Johnson can play, and they can get back to the team that beat the Giants the first time around, they were the best team in the NFL by far, and nobody could beat them.
Yeah.
If you had that team in the playoffs now, to me, nobody's going to stop them. Nobody in this conference, nobody in the other conference. But the question is, can they be that team again? Because so much changed in Chicago. So much changed after that game.
So can he be that player now? He's had 5 weeks, right?
Yeah.
He played one game. He didn't seem to get more injured. Can he be Hurts on Saturday night?
I wish I could tell you with great confidence that I feel that. I don't know.
Not sure.
I mean, I feel a little bit about what Lamont said, is that the injuries has, right from the jump, been worse than anybody was saying. They keep calling it a sprained shoulder. I think it's worse than that.
I'm going to Jonesy. Mm-hmm.
Here's what I would say. No matter what it is, it's never going to feel better than it will during that game. Whatever they can do for him is going to be done. They've got to win that playoff game, and he has to play well.
Oh, sure.
He is going to be feeling no pain when he steps on that field.
Jonesy is very dynamic today.
He won't.
Very dynamic.
Yeah, I think what Keith says is true. I mean, the doctors and trainers will do everything they can to get Hurts to feeling like he can play.
Yes.
But then becomes the question of how do the coaches call the game? How much risk are they willing to put him at?
Yeah.
Because I went back and I looked at that last Giants game, the game that he played with the injured shoulder. He actually threw the ball okay.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody talks about that. He looked white. Not really. Mm-mm. I mean, I thought he threw the ball. He was behind on a couple of slants, but not a big deal. He actually threw the ball okay.
Yep.
The bigger issue is how willing will he be to run and how willing will the coaches be to allow him to run? Because his ability and his threat as a runner is really what opens up the rest of the offense.
Well, Jonesy's saying they're going to let him loose.
And he has to run.
He has to run. It's the season.
Would be at risk of losing the game if his feet are not involved.
You got to do it. It's going to be interesting, especially early, to see if he does it. 215-592-9494. Ray, don't go anywhere. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie are coming in now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try something insane here. I don't know if Joe's decided if he's bringing my people as callers onto the show after I leave.
Okay.
I'm going to have Will of God make a public appeal to remain on the show with Joe. Rhea is going to have her own opinion on this, but Joe and John... Maybe Will can win them over with his basic logic.
Yeah. I don't have time to do a transcript.
You don't want to miss this, folks.
No.
You don't want to miss this.